Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Australia mulai mengurangi pembatasan untuk berkumpul pada hari Senin 18 Mei. Pertemuan keagamaan dan tempat ibadah di mana-mana di Australia akan diperbolehkan menampung hingga 10 jemaah, kecuali di Australia Barat di mana jumlah orang di tempat ibadah diizinkan sampai 20 orang. Dan para pemimpin komunitas keagamaan juga bersiap untuk menerima 10 orang jemaat, sementara pada saat yang sama menolak ratusan jemaat yang mereka harapkan akan mulai muncul untuk layanan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib. Dengan hanya 10 orang yang diizinkan untuk berkumpul di tempat peribadatan untuk kebaktian doa, para pemimpin masyarakat beragama Muslim, Kristen, dan Hindu mengatakan bahwa mengadakan pelayanan bagi hanya 10 orang saja pada satu waktu adalah tidak layak. Di Masjid Gallipoli di Auburn di Sydney, staf dari masjid itu, Ergan Kienal, mengatakan 10 orang tidak akan cukup untuk memuaskan jemaat, terutama selama bulan suci Islam Ramadan ini.
The numbers that are allowed for places of worship does not really suit us because for our congregational services, 10 people will be very hard to manage because if we announce to the public that we open for services, we wouldn't be able to control the crowds coming in. So we do have our gates open for people who want to come in ones or twos or, you know, a few people at a time, and they can come inside and offer their prayers on their own and not in congregation. So until we get the lockdowns lifted and the social distancing relaxed even further, I think we just have to continue the way we have been doing since this whole thing started.
Masjid Gallipoli dapat menampung 350 jemaah pada satu waktu, atau 150 jika mengikuti aturan regulasi jarak sosial. Ergan Genel mengatakan seluruh komunitas Muslim hanya akan merasakan normal jika angka yang diperbolehkan dapat ditingkatkan untuk setidaknya 150 orang.
You know, we need the numbers to be relaxed quite significantly. With social distancing, we can probably accommodate about 150 people in here. So if the restrictions were relaxed to that level, we would be able to manage. And when we do hold congregational services throughout the day, we would be able to make markings on where people need to stand for, you know, when they stand in prayer. Because ordinarily, when people stand in congregational prayers, we have to stand shoulder to shoulder. But unfortunately, that's not going to be possible at the time being. So the numbers would have to be significantly increased for us to start using the mosque for congregational services.
Kienal berharap pembatasan akan dicabut tepat waktunya untuk Idul Fitri, yaitu perayaan pada akhir bulan Ramadan. Tapi sekarang dia melihat bahwa hal itu tidak mungkin terjadi.
And normally in Ramadan, the mosque would be, you know, packed with a lot of people. And unfortunately, this year people had to offer many of their religious services or religious practices at home. And I think as far as Eid is concerned, which is roughly in about 10 days' time, I think the same thing will stand.
Sementara itu, Gereja Katedral Katolik St. Mary's di Sydney, Dekan Romo Don Richardson yakin bahwa karena ukuran katedral yang besar, lebih banyak dari 10 orang dapat ditampung dan tetap mempertahankan penjagaan jarak sosial.
It's a very big church for only 10 people. So most of our masses now will be celebrated in smaller chapels, but still maintaining the social distancing that we need to. There's lots of hand sanitizer around. People are encouraged to use that. We're using it ourselves. And we've just got different places where people can safely sit in the cathedral.
Pastor Richardson mengatakan orang yang ingin hadir harus menelpon dan memesan tempat terlebih dahulu.
Yes, so because only 10 people can be at Mass, we've got a system here where people have to call up and book a place in a particular Mass. And we've put on a few extra Masses, not that we can cater for everybody who would want to come. If we were to say enough Masses at 10 people at each Mass for our usual Sunday congregation, we'd have to say 200 Masses on a Sunday, so we can't do that. But we're doing our best with what's available.
Hindu Society of Northern Territory di Darwin dengan presidennya Sabaratham Pratapan mengatakan, di masa lalu komunitas Hindu masih kecil dan pengurangan pembatasan menjadi 10 orang adalah hal yang tidak akan menjadi masalah karena itu hanyalah 1/3 sampai 1/5 jumlah normal penyembah pada hari Jumat. Namun ia mengatakan sekarang jumlah penganut Hindu di sana telah meningkat dan jumlah normal biasanya mencapai hingga 350 orang pada setiap waktunya.
Now on a regular basis, on a Friday, we may get anything between 50 to 100. But last time when we had a Sivaratri ceremony, we had about 350 people here. Now we have Hindu population in Darwin has exploded. We may have about 4 to 5,000 Hindus here. And they all come from different countries like Sri Lanka, India, Nepal, Singapore, Malaysia, Fiji, and so on.
Ia mengatakan mereka menemukan solusi media sosial bagi para penyembah selama penguncian.
When the machine was put in, we closed it. We said nobody can come. But on Friday, when we have our usual religious ceremony, the priest comes on his own. And then we put that, televised it on the Facebook, so people can watch it from their home. So nobody was allowed to come here. We kept the gate closed.
Pratapan meyakini kebutuhan sosial dan kebersihan pribadi, termasuk mencuci tangan, akan mudah untuk dilakukan oleh masyarakat Hindu.
Hindu religion has been a way of life which has been practicing personal hygiene from the day number one. Now, when we go to temple, we take a bath. We wear washed clothes. We don't shake hand, we say namaste. Before entering the temple, we wash our leg and the hand. And when people die, we cremate. If there's a dead in the family, they don't come to temple for a month. So in the temple, we burn incense, kapoor, and so on to kill all the germs. So that has been our way of life.
Anda dapat mengikuti informasi terkini untuk virus corona dalam bahasa Anda di situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.